Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese leader Xi Jinping discussed Beijing's proposal for a ceasefire in Ukraine and talks in Moscow while displaying a warm friendship forged on a mutual rivalry with the West, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese leader Xi Jinping sought to cement their nation's, quote, no limits partnership in a lengthy meeting in Moscow on Tuesday. While China has sought to cast itself as a potential peacemaker in the conflict, Beijing's proposed ceasefire has so far been largely dismissed in the West as a ploy to buy Putin time. Ukrainian and Western officials fear a ceasefire would merely freeze the front lines, handing Russia an advantage following a series of setbacks since it launched its invasion in February last year. In contrast with the face-to-face meetings in Moscow, Xi may only speak to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky by telephone, if at all.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida made a surprise visit to Kyiv and met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The trip stole some of the global attention from Asian rival President Xi Jinping of China, who was in Moscow to bolster Russia against the West over Kremlin's invasion of Ukraine. The two visits highlighted the nearly 13-month-old war's repercussions for international diplomacy as countries line up behind Moscow or Kyiv. The deadly cyclone that lashed Malawi last week has displaced more than 500,000 people in the country, the UN said on Tuesday, as it warned of soaring humanitarian needs. Cyclone Freddy dumped 6 months' worth of rainfall on southern Malawi in 6 days, with floods and mudslides sweeping away homes, roads, and bridges. This is VOA News. The U.S. is trying to tamp down any anger from China over an upcoming stopover by Taiwan's leader. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Following an August visit by then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Beijing launched missiles over Taiwan, deployed warships across the median line of the Taiwan Strait, and carried out military exercises near the island. Beijing also suspended climate talks with the U.S. and restricted military-to-military communication with the Pentagon. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that the planned stopovers are business as usual and consistent with longstanding U.S. policy. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Britain's biggest police force is institutionally racist, misogynistic, and homophobic and unable to police itself, an independent review said on Tuesday, heaping pressure on the Met's new chief to reform the London Metropolitan Police, Reuters correspondent Ed Barn reports.
The review was commissioned by the then head of the Met, Cressida Dick, in 2021, after a serving officer was sentenced to life in prison for the rape and murder of a young woman, Sarah Everard, in a case that shocked the country. Finding that policing by consent was broken in the capital, the review said the biggest barrier to fixing the force was the Met's culture of defensiveness and denial about the scale of its problems. The 360-page report said the force needed strong leadership, a women's protection service, and a new children's strategy, among other recommendations for reform.
Reuters correspondent Ed Barron. Facing the possibility of criminal charges, Donald Trump waits it out in Florida on Tuesday as New York braces for disruptions that could follow an indictment. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A shouting match outside Trump Tower where police and barricades surround the entrance over whether the former president will go to jail or get reelected. Trump predicted he'd be arrested, but the grand jury is still investigating hush money payments to a porn star. It's not the payment, but the way Trump accounted for it that could get him indicted. Trump called for protests, but Thais Diaz, one of very few supporters or even opponents who showed up here outside court, says she won't be demonstrating.
Not in New York City, I won't. These police officers out here don't play games.
In Lower Manhattan, Julie Walker, New York.
Tens of thousands of workers Los Angeles Unified School District are walking off the job over stalled contract talks. They're being joined Tuesday in solidarity by teachers for a planned 3-day strike that's shutting down the nation's second largest school system. They're demanding better wages and increased staffing. The superintendent says the union has refused to negotiate. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.